Chapter 9. For the Choir Director, according to Muthlaban. A Psalm by David. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish in your presence. For you have upheld my just cause. You sit on the throne judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy is overtaken by endless ruin, and the very memory of the cities which you have overthrown has perished. But the Lord reigns forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. And he will judge the world in righteousness. He will judge the peoples with equity. The Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord, who dwells in Zion, and declare among the people what he has done, for he who takes revenge against murderers remembers them. He doesn't forget the cry of the afflicted. Have mercy on me, Lord. See my affliction by those who hate me. You lift me up from the gates of death, so that I may tell all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have fallen into the pit they had made. In the net which they hid, their feet are caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. The wicked is snared by the work of his own hands. Higgaion. Selah. The wicked shall be turned back to Sheol, even all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, Lord. Do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Terrify them, Lord. Let the nations know that they are only human. Selah.